Slacker and Steve on demand.
I'm starting to have second thoughts about what we're doing.
Why? Oh, we're set. Okay.
We're looking for people who've been in a brawl. So I don't know how many females are going to call for this particular topic, but we're looking for if you've been in some sort of. So whenever this comes up, what is a brawl? Does a brawl mean more than two? Like a fight is two people.
Right. Melee is fisticuffs is.
So is a brawl just more than two? Or does a brawl have to like hit? Because, you know, you say, oh, there's a couple. That's two. There's a few. Mm. That's three.
Right.
There's a bunch. Like, so a brawl is how many people?
I picture at least 12. I just picture a lot.
All right, so here's what got us inspired to talk about brawls. If you've been in a brawl, this is where you want to start calling and telling us your story. Apparently, a broken coffee mug was used as a weapon in a fight between two parents at a school bus stop in Florida. Oh, man, that's only two.
Oh, no.
But they still called it a brawl. The headline itself says parents brawl at school bus stop. So does brawl imply number of people, or does brawl imply the type of fight? Like it got dirt, it got brawl style. You know what I mean?
I always thought I equate a brawl with the amount of people.
To me, that's melee.
Well, that's the amount of people.
Melee is a lot.
Can you have two in a melee? Because apparently you can have two in a brawl.
Yeah, that's what's weird.
I know. So you pictured more. Melee's bigger than a brawl.
Big. Melee is when you're just like, yes, you're listening to two grown men try to get a handle on what the hell we're talking about.
Okay, so like when those 100,000 seat soccer stadiums.
That's a melee.
Brawl is more.
But within the melee.
It's like there individual might be several brawls.
Yes.
And with fights inside of them.
Yes. Okay. Little tiny fights. So we're breaking this down like this. There's a star system. And then it's a universe, and then it's a galaxy. Yes. So the galaxy is the melee.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then the brawl can be the
solar system.
No, wait. The universe is the melee. The universe is the melee. The galaxy is the brawl.
The brawl. And a fight's just whatever.
And then a star is a.
And the star's a fight.
But what's just like an argument? Moon? Pluto? Yeah. Pluto's an argument. It happened in Florida. Cops say pieces of the broken mug were used as a shank.
Jeez.
This is at a school bus stop. Hey, mom and dad, bring me to the deck. What?
They say like what caused it or how it.
I don't know. It's the way it reads is like maybe the coffee mug was the weapon and the reason.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like, you broke my coffee mug. No, I didn't.
Shim. Shank.
We finally get our answer, by the way. It says the coffee mug was used as a shank. So shank is the object. So he shivved.
Shivved.
And we now know that shivving can be a part of a brawl.
Which is a galaxy.
Which is.
No, it's not.
Do you think we're going to get it? Okay, I think we might get a couple calls. They're going to be from dudes from my neighborhood.
I see that.
Yeah, no, we don't really have a bar in Commerce City that doesn't have brawls.
We're going to get calls from scientists at Mount Palomar talking about black holes.
And right. I'm sorry, I was watching the universe on A&E, and you guys don't understand where brawl fits into the hierarchy.
Exactly.
Here's a fun brawl, okay? The Detroit Police Department. Apparently, they were doing, like, the way I understand it is, like, they've got an undercover operation going, and then another department has another undercover operation going on, and they're getting close to, like, getting in on the bus, and they're like, let's take them down! But they're busting each other.
Exactly.
So it's like, police, don't move! Yeah, right, we're police, don't move!
Put your hands up. No, you put your hands up.
You're not a cop. You're dressed like a scumbag. That's because I'm undercover. I'm a galaxy. I'm a universe.
That's a fun one. That's just.
So I guess if we still have a show, right. We're going to do When You Got in a Brawl. And since we haven't set a ton of parameters on it, what I think it has to be is just. It doesn't have to be a maximum number of people.
Right.
It's just bigger than a fight.
Now
it can't
duel.
Just be
bigger than a
yes,
duel.
It's got to be like, oh my God, there we are in the produce section. I jolly threw a kumquat at him and I was like, no, that's a fight. Right? That's a food fight. You can't, is there a food brawl? No.
No. There's no. Just a,
so it's a fight. If it involved food, like, what is it? Remember the movie Roadhouse?
Yes.
That's a brawl, right? Like when you got chicken wire up and people are throwing stuff,
bottles,
that's a full on brawl.
Right.
But it could only be like two dudes. Two dudes throwing. And again, do women get in brawls? Because that's where I'm.
I see hair pulling and stuff like that. But
yeah, we got very stereotypical there, didn't we?
Well, no, that's what I see. If I see a woman in brace, that's what I see what's going on.
All right. So if you've been in a brawl.
Or a galaxy.
Yes. If you still know what we're talking about.
Please let us.
Seek medical attention. Because there has not been a single thing that you can follow linearly that we've said in the last 5 minutes. Brawl stories. We'll take yours now. Candy.
Yay.
Yay.
You've been in a brawl, apparently. What was your brawl?
A bunch of brawls, actually.
Wait, nice.
Not intentional. They just find me.
Okay.
So the craziest one was probably after watching, oddly enough, a dance movie, a dance-off movie.
Okay.
At the movie theater, and my friend, he's just naturally just like a joker, but this guy that was wearing a fur coat and just like bandana and just acting all weird thought he was laughing at him. So they waited for us out in the parking lot. it seemed like a teen movie for some reason, but so they waited for us in the parking lot, and he didn't even fight.
He didn't fight, so then it's not a brawl.
No.
Then it's just strong words.
No, he didn't fight.
Oh.
But his girl.
Oh, man. And then we lost her. You know what it was?
What?
That's an ambush.
Oh, that's a new one. It's an ambush.
Yeah,
is that
we
really
forgot
a
about
melee
ambush.
Or
not like a
brawl?
Duel.
It was
we lost her cell phone, but you want to know something really weird?
What's that?
That was a movie theater brawl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephanie?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Where was your brawl at?
The movie theater.
All right.
Oh my God. It was the other. They were
I don't know if you were involved in the brawl we just heard about, but what happened in your movie theater brawl?
All right. So this girl was being loud, and we told her to be quiet, and she proceeded to call us names. So I told her, get outside, and we left the movie theater out into the lobby, and I put my keys between my fingers. Go for a punch.
That's brawl, right? When you've added, brawl, if you don't have any weapons, it can't be a brawl. Brawl has to be like thrown beer bottles.
Let me Google.
Where's the brawl? Yeah, but keys between the fingers.
But she used the
old. Escalated it. And you, so, yeah. Did you win said brawl?
Not so much how many, I did.
I'm not.
The girl didn't even get me once.
Oh, she did.
Wow, but she
so
got
that
keyed.
Again. That's
you
sort of a, that's an ambush again.
Okay, we're back to an ambush.
Because if she never fought back, can it really be a brawl?
No, I think everyone's got to be.
Well, she was talking a lot of smack. I didn't say anything. I just
you just
took care of your business.
Oh my God, Steve! Thank you for the call, Stephanie.
Ambush.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Tune in tomorrow when we do ambush calls. Duel coming up in a couple weeks, Sarah. Oh, boy. Sarah, are you in a brawl right now?
I am not in a brawl.
All right. So what was your brawl story?
So I used to be a manager at a big box retailer.
Okay.
And my head cashier was sleeping around on her husband with his best friend.
Nice.
So there was some drama going on. So it's a busy Saturday at the front check lane. And the boyfriend / best friend comes to see her.
Oh, no.
But the boyfriend is also there. So she's talking to one of them. The other one's like coming down the main aisle. They see each other. They run and like both are like airborne and jump on top of each other.
That's cool. That's cool.
Couple of cats going on.
So yeah, total cat fight. They're like grabbing stuff off of the end caps. They're pulling the pegs off the pegboard and like stabbing each other with it.
Nice. That's a brawl.
It was absolutely. And then of course you have like parents and kids like they're like shopping and trying to check out. And it was total, like, mayhem for, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes at the front.
But is anybody trying to stop it, or are you just like, this is too good?
Right, everyone's just filming it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, get your phone out.
No, I had, like, a co-manager that was, like, a really big dude that wasn't supposed to, but unfortunately, like, stepped in and was able to kind of, like, help break it up. But we had, like, the ambulance there and police just because.
Yeah, you get an ambulance. We're starting to write down an ingredients list for Brawl, and you've named
weapons, an ambulance.
Ambulances are all important. Thank you for the call. Camera. What was your Brawl?
So we were chaperoning my friend's brother's birthday party, and we were at a strip club, and I threw a quarter, and it hit the stripper. And we
what are you making it hail?
Okay, right.
Something like that. And the stripper got really mad, and the bouncer came after us, and we ended up in like this big fight, and the bouncer took my somewhat elderly neighbor out, who just had both of his knees replaced, and like I got 86th from the strip.
Oh, you're not allowed to go to that strip club anymore?
Jeez.
Is it one of the good ones?
Yeah. I have a few more stripper stories, but
maybe we just do a whole day of stripper ambush stories. We're going to combine that. That's coming up 2 weeks from tonight. Thank you, Cameron. Cameron.
Yai.
Brawl.
So I'd say about 10 years ago, my now husband, their company had their Christmas party at a bar that I worked at.
Oh boy.
They were playing beer pong in the back, and one of the guys flipped the tables, and I just look out of the corner of my eye and see my husband being dragged out by a bunch of guys. Me and a bunch of the coworkers, his coworkers, run outside, see what's happening. I'm trying to pull people apart.
This is at your company Christmas party?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the wives sees her husband getting beaten on. My really good friend grabs a glass that she had been drinking out of and smashes it over my manager.
Yep, that's a brawl.
Jeez.
Once you're smashing glass.
Yes, there's.
Please tell me the ambulances eventually came.
No ambulances.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you've been downgraded.
But I am the one that ended up with the ticket. I'm the one that had to go to court. I had all kinds of fines, probation, restitution. And
did it
all.
Say brawl on your ticket? We need to know what
yeah,
the fine was.
Right, what'd they call it?
Just a little bit of a disturbance.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.